Media Hide Biden-Harris Huge Migrant Flood in Campaign Season. By Neil Monroe on August 19, 2024. More than 170,000 migrants crossed President Joe Biden's borders in July. But the TV networks and establishment media pretend the inflow was just 56,048 migrants during the run-up to the 2024 election. The July 2024 inflow of more than 170,000 migrants is triple the number touted by Biden's pro-migration border chief and his media allies. It is also four times the 40,000 illegal migrants who appeared at President Donald Trump's southern border in July 2020. Most of the 170,000 migrants are being welcomed into the United States under a series of recently invented and quasi-legal pathways. That legal maneuver helps campaigning Kamala Harris and her media allies to hide most of the wealth shifting economic migration into American communities, housing, schools, and workplaces. Related, Carrie Lake, fentanyl coming across wide open border is a weapon of mass destruction. In July, the Border Patrol recorded 56,408 encounters between ports of entry along the southwest border, claimed the press office for U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, which is directed by Biden's Cuban-born, impeached, pro-migration chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. U.S. Border Patrol encounters in July were 32% lower than in June 2024 and were the lowest monthly total along the southwest border since September 2020. The message was broadcast by Mayorkas' media allies. CBS News Colombian-born border reporter, Camilo Montoya Galvez, reported. President Biden's move to partially suspend asylum processing at the southern border has led to a dramatic drop in the number of migrant. In July, the number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border between official entry points plummeted to 56,400, the lowest level in nearly 4 years. The Associated Press reported. Arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico plummeted 33% in July to the lowest level since September 2020. A result of asylum being temporarily suspended, authorities said Friday. The numbers, which were roughly in line with preliminary estimates, may give Democrats some breathing room on an issue that has dogged them throughout Joe Biden's presidency. The Washington Post's Kim Bellware and Molly Hennessy Fisk reported. Last month, Border Patrol recorded 56,408 encounters with migrants crossing illegally between ports of entry along the southwest border, the lowest monthly total since September 2020. Those reports ignored or buried the other inflows of migrants which are being used to shift wages and housing wealth from Americans toward Wall Street. Related, Oz Sheriff, there's not enough police to protect you. This administration is orchestrating a massive shell game. Said an August 16 statement from Representative Mark Green, RTN, the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. Mayorkas and other officials, he said, are encouraging otherwise inadmissible aliens to cross at ports of entry instead of between them, thereby creating a facade of improved optics for the administration, but in reality imposing a growing burden on our communities. The two main quasi-legal, much-contested pathways for the illegal migrants are the CBP-1 cell phone app and the CHNV parole program for workers from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Green's committee wrote. Since January 2023, the appointments scheduled through the CBP-1 app have skyrocketed to more than 765,000, while more than 520,000 inadmissible aliens have now arrived and been released into the United States via the CHNV mass parole program. Via just these two unlawful mass parole programs, Biden and Mayorkas have released more than 1.28 million inadmissible aliens into the United States. The combined inflow is greater than the 1 million legal immigrants annually allowed under Congress' 1990 immigration expansion law. Many additional migrants are being imported via the expanding refugee program, via the lax enforcement policies that allow safe havens for more than 1.7 million gotaways migrants who sneaked across the border, and the new safe mobility centers that are being built in foreign countries to help migrants apply for visas. Overall, Mayorkas, Biden, and Harris have welcomed at least 10 million migrants since 2021. That flood has cut wages, pushed up rents, spurred inflation, reduced workplace investment, and shifted huge profits into Wall Street. That population remains in the United States, even if Biden and his allies pretend the August inflow number drops to zero. Many of the establishment reporters are entirely familiar with the administration's pre-election accounting tricks. The Associated Press admitted seven paragraphs into its plummeted 33% in July article that more than 38,000 additional people were admitted in July at land crossings through an online appointment system called CBP1, bringing the total to more than 765,000 since it was introduced in January 2023. More than 520,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were admitted through July under a separate policy allowing people from those four countries to apply online with a financial sponsor and arrive at an airport. Permits were recently halted amid concerns about fraud by sponsors. Similarly, CBS noted that roughly half of the 56,408 migrants were removed under policies recently created by Biden's deputies in the run-up to the election. It also noted that policies may be struck down by judges after the election. Mr. Biden's executive action is also at risk of being struck down in federal court. The American Civil Liberties Union and other immigrant rights groups have said in a lawsuit that the rule violates U.S. asylum law, arguing it mirrors a Trump-era policy that courts declared illegal. The reporters also understand that the migrant inflow is being suppressed by Mexico's government, which is trying to keep Trump out of the White House. Once the election is over, Mexico's government will return to its long-standing policy of helping migrants reach the United States. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom, China. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.